Hi, Duchess. Today is the 18th of July, 1970. And the tape that I'm recording on now is one that Cree sent me back in January of this year. And this first portion right here now that I'm speaking on had Umbel D on it. Cree had sent it to me. She had recorded one or two songs on it, which I thought was very nice, and I am now presently erasing it to make this tape to you. I did play it once or twice, and I have enjoyed it, but I hate to keep these tapes because you accumulate a great deal, so I try to use up the tapes. And this is a long tape. I think it's over an hour. I may not get a chance to finish it. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Today, I haven't made a tape in a week and a half. And many, many things have happened, Duchess. And I never write them down because when I go to talk to you, it's so hard to go back. I know I made a tape to you on the 7th. And I can't remember all the things that have happened between the 7th and the 18th. It has been a very full 10 or 11 days since I last spoke with you. Everything is well, everything is going fine. I'm trying to think if I had mail from you since then or what. I know I did, I just don't remember what was in it. Oh, one thing I do know, I did get my deed, Duchess, and I knew if I wrote a letter, the deed would be on the way. I wrote a letter, and then a day or two later, I got the deed. But the corporation, Talavera Corporation, evidently did not get my change of address, which I'm sure I mailed them. But the deed had been sent to Canto, so of course by the time it got transferred, it took another week or so. It was about 3 weeks coming, the deed in the mail, so it took a long time. Anyway, at least I have one deed I know of, and so I guess I'm a property owner. I'm very pleased about it. I was most anxious to get the deed, getting a little concerned. I still don't know all it involves, but I'm sure they'll get a hold of me if they want me. So now I'm a property owner of my 5 acres, and I'll be interested in knowing what the tax is. In fact, I still haven't paid my income tax, Duchess. We don't have to as civilians overseas, or at least here in Vietnam. We're not required to pay our tax if we don't want to until we return back to the States. And then we have, I think, 90 days in which to pay our tax. So I would get it done over here if I had a couple of questions in my mind, and nobody seems to know anything about tax. It's amazing how little they know. And so, I don't know, I just may wait. And what else has happened? Last week, somewhere in the, 7th and 9th of the month, somewhere near, we had 6 girls arrive in country. 2 of them had been here before. Fran Mirtha, who is an older gal. I say older, she's about 37. And she had been here, and then she went to Korea for about a year and a half, and then returned here to Vietnam. She went to Quang Tri, which is right up on the north. And then Chicky Atwell returned. Chicky was here for 15 months, then went home for a couple months, and is now back again, and she went down to Sok Trang. And then we had 4 other girls. One was from Korea, Fern Wilgus, who was in 2nd Infantry, Duchess, and she knew Caroline, of course, and a couple other people that knew me from Korea. We have received a number of girls from Korea. And then we had 3 other girls that were brand new. And so it was a very, very hectic week processing these girls, particularly when you get 6 at a time. It's very difficult. There's all kinds of forms and ID cards and bank cards and what have you. And we don't have room, and our office is small. And then on top of that, the office was moved just about 20 feet down the hall. So we had to move all, we didn't physically have to, but the men moved the cabinets and the desks and chairs and whatnot. But I have never seen an office so disorganized, and I have been very discouraged. Last week I came very close to quitting. I really did. Simply because there is no organization whatsoever. I'm very, very disappointed in Jane Matthews. A good example is the filing system in that office. We had a young boy. We have one man that works in the office with us, a GI. And the one we had left, his name was Steve Dunn. And he left last week. And he had a filing system all his own. He used to do all the filing. He's supposed to be a personnel clerk. And he's supposed to keep the cards up on all the girls, the date they arrive in country, the date they get assigned, the date of a promotion, this kind of thing. And when he left, I knew before he left, Duchess, that these records were in such a mess. And I kept saying, Steve, why don't you straighten out the files? And because I could never, never lay my hands on a piece of paper, and neither could anybody else. And so he never did it. And the new boy, Steve, was a bit weird. And this new fellow is a friend of his. They've been writing to one another for a long time. And he's weird, too. He's so slow. He's supposedly very intelligent. Well, I don't know. He was educated in Europe, Switzerland, and whatnot. But he's really more feminine than he is masculine. And he's extremely slow. He can be sitting next to the telephone, and it can be ringing and ringing and ringing, and it would never dawn on him to answer it. And if you say, John, he gets up and walks over, yes. And he would say, will you answer the telephone? The telephone, you want me to answer it? And, you know, like, you better hurry up and answer it before I hit you over the head with it. Anyway, and the mass confusion, Duchess, between the girls coming in and us moving and the new boy, it really has been a turmoil. But it got to the point where Jane could not find a paper. Vera couldn't find anything. Nobody in the office could find one silly paper. I don't know what Steve has done with half the files. And consequently, we would be spending hours each day looking. We had, three large filing cabinets filled with folders, five drawers each, and all the desks and bookcases and things of this nature. And it just has been unbelievable. I knew the files were bad ever since I've been in Vietnam. The files have been bad anywhere you go, particularly, I mean, in our branch, but nobody has ever taken the initiative to change them. So when we made this move, Vera and I decided we were going to throw out junk. And I mean junk, Duchess. There's been stuff in the office that has been there from the year 02. There are records that go back as far as the first club in Vietnam, which was in January of 67. But there are files and files of things from all over the world that Jane has kept and just thrown into drawers. Real messy, real bad. And so we have been all week trying to straighten up things, locate things, and throw out junk. And so that's what we've been doing. My desk, I left my desk today at 1 o'clock, Duchess, and it was just piled high with folders. We're rearranging everything. I never in my life have I seen such junk. And these things are very important. And the girls call on the telephone and say, did you get my orders? Well, you can't check because there are papers all over the place at this point. It's just been a complete mess. So that's been part of the week. And then, let's see, last Sunday, on the 12th, I guess it was, I had a very, very fabulous day. Oh, let's see. Maybe I should backtrack one day. On the 11th, Saturday, afternoon, yeah, Bill Hawk, as you know, he's down in Saigon, he sent his sedan up for me, his air-conditioned sedan, about 4:30, and Veer and I went down. We each took a suitcase. We stayed in Saigon that night, but I dropped Veer off at Charmaine's place, and I went over and spent the evening with Bill, and then I grabbed a cab back, and Veer and I stayed in the Aruga. This is a BOQ area. We stayed overnight, and then Sunday we went with Charmaine to Kwansan Island, which is a beautiful island that is off the southeast coast of Vietnam. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's in the news. It's the one where the senators went and they found all these prisoners in cages, and it's a big investigation now. Anyway, it's a gorgeous island, and we had a marvelous day there. But I wanted to go back that night before when I went over to Bill's for the evening. Bill and Dave, what's Dave's last name? Dave Pinkerton? I don't know. Anyway, I have it written down somewhere. Perkins, Dave Perkins. He's a captain in the Coast Guard. He's the commander of Royal Coast Guard in Vietnam. But I think the highest rank is a captain. That's equal to a full colonel, I think. I don't know. Anyway, he's Bill's roommate. Not roommate, but they have a very nice apartment there. It's just lovely. Anyway, so Dave and I and Bill had a very, very lovely dinner. They had the cook there. They have a cook, but I don't think she cooks in the evening unless they ask her to. So she cooked a beautiful dinner. Bill did the steaks. We had steaks, baked potato, and I think there was asparagus, which I'm not too fond of. And we had martinis before dinner, and we had wine, and we had after-dinner drinks, and it was just lovely, really very, very nice. And they have this large dining area, big table, just the three of us sitting at one end. And this was a pleasant change for me, and Bill and I and Dave watched TV for a while, and it was nice. It was very, very nice. And as I said, I grabbed a cab back. It was late when I got back. It was about 1 o'clock or so. And then the next morning, as I say, we went to Kwansan Island. It's spelled C-O-N and then capital S-O-N, Kwansan Island. And we went on a U-21, Dutchess. The U-21 fellows have, I think, 3 or 4 planes go there. They let the men take turns going on weekends, kind of a goof-off day. And they have a beautiful port. It's better than anything like Hawaii because there's no one there. There were just maybe about a dozen people on this whole beach area. And it's salt water, of course. It's the China Sea. But it's calm, yet it has small waves in it. And I spent the whole day in the water, just loved it. I even got a boat ride. See, and funny thing about it was, I didn't realize that there were Coast Guard. The island is small, but there's only about 25 Coast Guard men on it, and they maintain this huge 600-foot aerial that helps put pilots on flight lines as far as direction. I don't know. Dave was explaining all this to me. And he was just delighted because when I told him I was going to Kwansan Island, he said, "Ann, that belongs to me, or at least the men on the island are mine. They're all Coast Guard." There are about 5 Army men on there that are attached, I think, to the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard people really have it made, Duchess. We went through their quarters. All I had to mention was I had dinner with the commander the night before, and because everybody was bending over backwards to show me a pleasant day. But their quarters and everything was just spotless. It's the cleanest barracks. I don't know that you call the Coast Guard a barracks, but whatever station there that I have ever seen. You could eat off the floors. I haven't seen any military installation quite so clean. It's very, very, very small, but just immaculate. And so here we got this, our own plane, Duchess. people just are shocked when I tell them I took a ride to Kwansan Island. And they say, "What'd you fly on? U-21. That's the best way to go." And as I say, Vera and Charmaine and myself and the two pilots, and then a family, a man and his wife and their son. That's the first American child I've seen in a long, long time. The man works, he's a civilian construction type over here, and they've been over here a couple of years. And so that was all of us. And we had our own plane. And then we came back. Oh, God, Vera got really loaded that day. She's a lot of fun. I like Vera. She's very down to earth. She's a tremendous beer drinker. In fact, she's going to be over in a little while for cold beer. I have a dozen can of beers in the refrigerator just for Vera. She prefers beer to anything else. And let's see, that was on Sunday. And when we came back, we landed right here at Sanford. And it was pouring rain. That's all right. And then what else? Let's see. That was funny. It really was. Vera came back. Vera was late getting to the plane. We were on the beach area. I was in a boat. I was taking a ride with one in a Coast Guard boat. And Vera was touring the island, and Charmaine was at the bar or something. We were all kind of split up. And so we went back to the Coast Guard station, took a shower, and washed her hair and everything. And Vera was still at the bar. She went back to the bar. And so we had the U-21 waiting on her, and she was with one of the co-pilot. And they got back late, but Vera didn't have time to change. That's the point I was trying to make. So when we landed here in at Sanford, here's Vera with a bathing suit on. Oh, God, that was funny. It really was. She was half stoned. She brought beer on the plane with her. She's funny. Oh, dear. And then I'm trying to think of what happened the other night. Monday night, I guess it was. No, Tuesday night. Yeah, Tuesday on the 14th, we had this all-day meeting, Duchess. It was Colonel Maiello. You know, he's the director of our special services agency. And he had a full-day meeting for all area people. This would include the special services, all special services, the library people, the arts and crafts, the entertainment, and the service club. Those are the four main branches. And so the meeting was all day long, and I've never, you know, I had a lot to say at the meeting because they repeat things and talk about problems that were existing when I came in country 16 months ago. And Colonel Maiello is, he and I go at it tooth and nail very often, and he calls me the mafia. He really does. He always calls me the mafia. And at the meeting, he was talking about supplies, and he looked up and he said, "We're going to work this system," he said. "We're going to make the system work." Everybody says that. This is the supply system, Duchess. It's unbelievable. And so he said, "It's one way to do it the system way," he said. "It's another way to do it the way of the mafia." And, of course, everybody just kind of looked and wondered what he was talking about. And he said, "I'm referring to our friend Ann Campbell here. She has more mafia ways of obtaining things than anybody else I know." And the reason he kids me about this, Duchess, there's a couple of incidents. There's one incident about chairs, these pool table chairs. We call them spectator chairs. They're high chairs, you know. And anyhow, there were 96 in the depot one time, and he made the mistake of telling me. And I don't have power working in the headquarters to requisition them, but I did requisition them from a unit that gets involved. But the point is that he nearly had a stroke when he found out about it. He said, what's happened to my chairs? I said, "Sir, I requisitioned all of them." And he put a freeze on them. And he said, "And they're mine." I said, "Well, I need them." So he said, "Well, I need some." I said, "How many do you need?" He said, 12. I said, "Okay, I'll give you your 12, and I'll take the other 84. Anyway, he said, he said, "Go ahead." He said, "You try and get them." He said, "If you think you can get them," he said, "I'll let you go." He said, "But I still get 12. I said, "Okay, well, of course I got them, Duchess, you know." And his 12 are still sitting in the service club over here on post. And I keep telling him to get his 12 chairs out of my club because I told him if I get them, I'll distribute mine within 4 days. I'll have them in country wherever they're supposed to go. He didn't believe me. Well, I did it. And then another incident, last week, these six new girls that had come in country, It's very hard, Duchess, to get these people to their assigned post. Now, we had girls going all the way from Quantry to Sauk Train. I mean, that covers the entire gamut of the country. And the only way you travel around here is you call up airports or helipads, and you say, do you have a flight? And they'll say yes or no. And sometimes they don't have a flight going for days to some of these places. Other times you have to report at 4 or 5 in the morning, and they can't take luggage. They don't have room. It's very hard. It's kind of a go as you can, and there's no set way of doing anything in this country. And so we are supposed to use a procedure, making 5 or 6 copies of a written request through our office to the front office, Colonel Mayall's office, and then it goes through the AG office to SGS. This is the staff scheduling area. Anyway, the point is, we did this for 2 days, requesting a U-21, because you must go to Quantry in U-21 or you'll be forever getting there. And the only thing is, they will not take luggage because they're only authorized 7 people. They're small aircraft. Anyway, Jane, you know, insisted we do this, and of course, it was canceled 2 days. And she said, man, I want these girls at their assignments. So I said, well, leave me alone and let me handle it. She would just leave me alone on a dozen things, I could get the job done. So anyway, I called Jim Creek, who was a friend of mine. He does all the scheduling. And I cried on his shoulders for a few minutes. Anyway, to make a long story short, judges, Jim got me 2 U-21s. Not one, but 2. Because I had 2 girls going, or 1 girl going to Pleiku, and 1 going to Quinyon, and 2 going to Quantry. Anyhow, he got me the 2 planes. And so Mayall found out about this, and he wanted to know. He was fuming, Duchess. He wanted to know how I got 2 U-21s when he's a full colonel and his official request was denied twice. See, he had to sign it when we put it in officially. And so he said, and who gave you these U-21s? I said, I can't tell you that. I said, if I tell you, I said, this will bring smoke on the man who did it, and I'm not going to reveal his name. So he just gets so angry. You know, he said, I can't understand this. He said, I can't get one. He said, and you can get 2. I said, well, that's the way it goes, Colonel Mayall. I said, the important thing is the girls are getting to their assignment, regardless of who gets the aircraft. The important thing is the girls are going to get to their assignments. And so he always kids me. You know, he'll say, oh, he said, I never saw anybody like you. He says, you've got more contacts and more this and more that. It's just that he has not been in special services that long, Duchess, and he doesn't realize the systems are great when they work. And unfortunately, over here, they don't work. And so, anyway, so here we had this whole day meeting on Tuesday, the 14th. And just so many things that Mr. Jones, who works for Colonel Mayall, is so stupid. He's a dum-dum. He really is. Utterly ridiculous. Anyhow, I persevered through the whole day, and I had a lot to say, because every time something would happen, I would say, I'm sure Ann wants to get in on this, and don't you have something to say? And I said, well, I said to him, I said, you know, it was a waste of time for me most of this day. I said, because I'm tired of arguing. Anyway, at night, we had this little dinner, $2.75 for a steak dinner. Mine wasn't that good, really was not. Mine was cooked to death, but it was nice that everybody got together. And then after the dinner, there was absolutely nothing. I mean, you know, the places around here, there's only 2 or 3 places, Duchess, that are not mess halls. This is an officer's mess, open mess. And they close. The last drink is served at 9 o'clock, and by 9:30, you must be out of the building. So, of course, Jane always, you know, come on now, we must go. Old mother hen. And so Vera didn't come out. Vera was standing talking to a couple of the fellows. And because everybody asked us, well, Charmaine and I asked us to go over and have a drink, so on and so forth. Charmaine was staying with me that night. And we both wore slack suits, Duchess. I wore the white one I bought in Bangkok. I think I described it to you. And Charmaine wore her black one. So we were calling ourselves comedy and tragedy that night. But we followed Jane out and got in the car, and Jane said, where's Vera? Not in the car, in the van. We don't have a car, it's a van. Anyway, I said, I think she's staying inside. And Jane said, well, somebody go in and get her. I said, Jane, Vera's a big gal now. You know, like, Vera's about 43. I said, she can take care of herself. She's not ready to come. So Jane said, oh, well, she probably need a ride home. I said, no, Vera's standing around talking to about four men, you know. I just left Vera. See, and Vera wanted me to stay. So anyway, Charmaine and I come back to my room, and who comes over but Vera, and she brings all the guys with her. Well, I had stopped, before I came to my room, I stopped next door to see Bill Van Etten, because he was leaving the next morning to go to Hawaii. He's going on R&R for a week. Anyway, so I was in Van Etten's room, and Vera comes in with all these guys, so we have a little party in Van Etten's room. Van Etten didn't know he was having a party. In fact, he was ready to go to bed. And here we all go in and drink his booze and everything. And then Charmaine and I got back into my room, and over comes Jim Creek, this scheduling friend of ours. So it was a long evening that night. And then Wednesday we had a meeting in Jane's office all day. I have more damn meetings that just don't get a thing done. Just sit and talk all the time. It's amazing. I'm just going on and on. It's been a very, very full week. Extremely hectic. In fact, we used to quit work at 5:30, but the last 2 weeks we haven't gotten out of that office before 6:30, 7 o'clock sometimes. And that's a long day because we start at 7:30. And like, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday I started at 6:30. I had to take a fellow to the airport. And it was pouring rain. It has been raining just about every day, some portion of the day. And so it's a very long day, I think. And then I told you Bill Van Etten is in Hawaii now. But he let me borrow his television, Duchess. It's just a tiny little set. I think it's a 7-inch maybe it's 10-inch, but no more than that. Very small set, but I've had it since they gave it to me Tuesday night. And so I have had a bit of time this week, one or two nights. I was going to make a tape to you, but I got so involved watching TV. And I haven't seen it. I used to see it once in a while over at Bill Hawks when he was up here because he had a TV. And I think his was a little larger. Anyway, but I haven't seen it in a long time. And so the last, what have I had it? Three nights. One, two, three, yeah. The last three nights, Duchess, I've been sitting watching TV. And this is, today is Saturday, and it's about 5:30 right now in the evening. And I'll put it on when I came home this afternoon. And it was a baseball game on. I just sat and watched the whole thing, which is very unusual. It's just the idea that I don't get to see it very often, so I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And of course, I'll have to give it back to Bill Tuesday when he gets back. And so that's one reason why I have been a little slow on making this tape. Anyway, let's see. Oh, and tonight, there's a party. Oh, I can't stand these parties. That just, they really drive me crazy. It's a cookout. And Bill Reynolds works in our AG building. He used to work with me in Korea. He was my special services officer's boss. The special services, the SSO, special services officer, was Ray Brandenburg. And Bill Reynolds was his boss. And a funny thing, Bill Reynolds came in country a couple months ago, and Ray Brandenburg walked into my office about 10 days ago. And I said, do you know that Bill's downstairs? He works downstairs. And Ray said, yeah, he heard that. So he came over to say hello. Isn't that something? And these are two, they're both majors now. And so we chatted a while, and they were very surprised to see me. But anyway, so Reynolds is having this little cookout, and he insists that we come. So I guess I'll put on one of my pantsuits and go to the cookout. I think they're going to have lobster, so that should be good. Vera said she's going to stop over here first for a drink. I love these people who invite themselves to, you know, I never invite anybody, Duchess, and I guess I'm rude for not doing it. But my air conditioning isn't working well to begin with, and it's very warm in my room, very, very warm. And on top of that, I'm very happy to get away from these females. I see them all week, you know, from 7:30 in the morning until 6 or so at night, and I'm just delighted when I come home. I'm very happy to be by myself. It doesn't upset me. And we stopped a couple nights. We stopped after work one night over Vera's, and then one night we stopped at Jane's and we had some martinis. I don't mind stopping and having one or two drinks and then leaving. But they sit around talking about the same stuff they've been talking about all day long. And I get very tired of that. And I don't know if I should attempt to finish this whole tape. I really can't think of a heck of a lot more to tell you. I did not mail my candle yet. I haven't got a box big enough. And I didn't mail the... Well, I have a box for the candle, but the candle holder, that's just my 7-foot monster. I thought I'd mail that home to you, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. So it's sitting here right on the floor. And what other bit of news? Another bit of news is I have not seen a cockroach in about 4 days. Not one. And I'm beginning to wonder what is wrong. I'm very suspicious because usually they're all over the place and I have just not seen any. I think that's marvelous considering I haven't even been spraying. I haven't sprayed at all. But, I don't know, maybe it's not the season, or I don't know if they come in the rain or if they don't come in the rain. We've had a lot of rain. But anyway, I'm delighted. If they never come back, it'll suit me fine. Let's see. I told you Betty McKinney is due to come back. The first or second week, probably, of September. Oh, I know what else I have to tell you. Yeah, I have to turn the tape away. We had a lot of, and I don't think I told you this, or at least I'm not sure, Duchess. I forget, and I really should make notes, but never am I going to get to it, right? In the past, you know, the policy has changed frequently so far as the staffing. And when I say the staff, I'm talking of 5 people here. Jane, Charmaine, Vera, Beth Carney, myself. And every week we have, well, almost every day we have some kind of a little meeting, but at least once a week we have a big meeting. Everybody sits down and we talk about the same things we talked about last week. But the last one, which was a few days back, and this really shook up Jane. Actually, I felt very sorry for the woman because Colonel Mayello had told her he was going to revamp the organizational chart as far as the staff people were concerned. And he said that Vera and I should be going to Saigon Support Command, which is located right here at Long Bin. And that's where Betty was last year, about this time. And then she moved into the headquarters. Well, now he wants all the area people out in the support commands. Well, it's not a bad idea, except that the support commands don't give you much support. And besides, if Vera and I were to be in support command, more or less supervising 3rd and 4th Corps like we're supposed to, then Jane would be left in the office all by herself. And she can't possibly handle it, Duchess. There are 3 of us in that office now and we can't handle the work. And part of that is Jane's fault, too, because she gets involved in things she should not get involved in. Because there are too many things that Jane and only Jane can do. And when she gets involved in a lot of piddly end-end stuff, the top requirements go downhill. And that's what has happened over the past, as long as I'm in country, almost. It's very obvious. Turn over.